Sunday, December 7th, I was a student up at St. Vincent Prep. Well, the priest came in to the study hall and said, Pearl Harbor has just been bombed. Where the hell is Pearl Harbor? We all knew that we were going to have to go into the service somehow, someplace. I would join the Marine Corps and came to Pittsburgh, went down to the post office and went to the Marine Corps recruiters and told them I wanted to join the Marine Corps. They said, fine, you know. About the 5th of December of 1942, I heard that the Marine Corps was stopping enlistments. But I thought, oh, that's not good. I don't like it. I wanted to enlist. I did not want to be drafted. I wanted to volunteer. I went back to the post office and I told him my story. I said, I was initially supposed to leave on December 7th, but I hear you're not taking any volunteers. He said, we're taking volunteers and you're scheduled to go today. And we ultimately left Maui and then went to the island of Hawaii, Pearl Harbor. The Arizona's still there, you know. This is where it all started. That made you think. I went back immediately to St. Vincent. And it was emotional, I think. We woke up one morning and we came out on deck and we looked around and you could see all these ships standing still. And we saw Iwo Jima and, you know, with Suribachi. We were only a mile, I think, from Iwo Jima at that point. In the original plan, the 23rd and the 25th regiments of the 4th Division were to make the initial landing. I think as we were watching, and everybody thought, why aren't they firing from Suribachi? You know, they know we're coming, they can see us. You know, we've been here since 5 o'clock this morning. Well, that's when it started, because that was their plan, to let us get ashore. And then they had everything zeroed in on 50 yards, 100 yards from the beach. And you just knew that was trouble. We had the binoculars. We could see guys being blown in the air. I pretty much knew that if they're going in now, we're probably not going to be very far behind them, you know. But, you know, everybody was in the same boat. Everybody was scared to hell. But you know what you have to do in spite of that. We always had our bayonet mounted. We were never without the bayonet on the end of the rifle. And I carried an M1 all the time. And I killed two guys with the bayonet. One was coming right at me. And this was probably from 10 feet away when it started. He didn't have a rifle. He was coming at me with a knife. And I just took the bayonet and went right into his chest. And when he went down, I couldn't get the bayonet out. I shot him and got my bayonet back. When we were getting ready to leave Iwo back to Maui, we were sitting down at the beach. We were just waiting for small boats to come in and pick us up and take us out to two transports that were out there. And I looked at my bayonet, and it was pretty cruddy. And to clean it, I just took it and I jammed it down into the ground. And I thought, I don't want it anymore. So I just left it there. I often thought that wasn't me there. You asked me one time a long time ago if I hated the Japs or hate them now. I honestly do not know. I was trained to hate them, and I did, and I had reason to. I mean, today that's not my nature. And maybe it's because I experienced that I don't want it to be my nature. You know, now talking about it is very difficult. I don't know when I've ever done this long. I've tried talking to my kids about it, and I can't. I said more today than I have ever in talking about Iwo Jima. But it'll be interesting for me, the aftermath of this interview, because I have gone a long, long time without thinking too much about this. I guess I've recalled a lot of things that I didn't ever want to recall.